Israeli police have recommended the Attorney General indict Prime Minister Netanyahu over bribery charges levelled against him. The allegations surround his conduct in Israel's highest office between 2014 and 2017. This could end his 9-year reign in office. Marcus Kennedy has more.
Israeli police say they have found enough evidence for bribery and fraud charges to be brought against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife in the third corruption case linked to the Israeli leader. Authorities allege Netanyahu awarded regulatory favours to the country's leading telecommunications company, Bezeq Telecom Israel, in return for more positive coverage of him and his wife on a news website, Walla, owned by the company. I spoke with Dr. Shahar Birla, a political science at the University of New South Wales, to find out more.
Case 4000, which was a recommendation received yesterday, is about a relationship between Netanyahu as Prime Minister and a publisher of a news website, and this publisher is also the owner of the biggest telecommunication company in Israel. Its name is Bezeq, and this is kind of a deal that allegedly was set between the two, which Netanyahu will receive positive coverage in the website, and in exchange, he will provide some kind of regulation benefits to the publisher and the owner of the telecommunication company.
Dr. Birla explains how an indictment would occur mid-2019 at the earliest.
Any investigation, even investigation of Prime Minister, have to be approved by the Attorney General. So it's been a while now. I think there is a very good chance that eventually the Attorney General will decide to indict him, but I don't think that we're talking of looking timeline. We are not seeing an indictment, official indictment by the Attorney General before mid-19, so at least 6 months from now.
Some people have been saying that Netanyahu might call an early election or a snap vote to try and get more support so that they think twice about indicting him. Do you think that's likely?
But he will want to make some kind of a call, I think, for election before the indictment in order to run for the Prime Minister again. And if he will win, he will say, look, the Israeli people voted me, even though they knew that there is a very good chance for indictment, and that might give him a bit of more maneuvering power.
Just quickly, this is a bit off the topic, but one of the people involved in the bribery was James Packer, the Australian billionaire. Do you know what stake Australian business would have in Israeli politics?
James Packer was investigated. It took some time for the Israeli police to actually arrange the investigation, but he was investigated not as a suspect in this case. And there was some kind of gift exchange allegedly between him and Netanyahu, and Netanyahu's son and wife. One of the cases was using in a room in a hotel that he was rented and stuff like that. There was other cases of strong connection in the past, strong connections between Australian businessmen, especially from the Jewish community here, and politicians, Israeli politicians. So there is definitely strong connection between Jewish businessmen from Australia and Israeli politicians.
Honorary Fellow in Political Science from Bar-Ilan University, Dr. Shahar Birla, ending that report by Marcus Kennedy.